Welcome to Dating for Marriage.
My name is Lori Kaz.
And I'm Hannah Green. And together we're going to share our perspectives on dating.
So you can have quick wins, date ideas, and some fun.
All while looking for your happily ever after. So hey, Lori, how's it going? How's your past 2 weeks been?
It's been so hectic. I don't know what has happened in the month of April. Is it the moon changing? I don't know. It's just been crazy. What about you?
I mean, same. The month has not, like, nothing has stopped. I've literally been going since the beginning of April, I feel like. But that's the thing. I will admit, it's been really bad with dating right now. Like, I've had some setbacks because I am so busy with work, and I feel like that often it's like exhausting to come home and then like spend time on the apps. And at work, honestly, it's hard to get reception. So I can't even like take a break and like really swipe then. And I don't know. I mean, I will admit like my mental health has not been the best. And so that also puts it down like hard to be motivated to get on the apps and talk to people and things like that. So that is an update. That's the only update, really. There's no guys, nobody. I mean, I was talking to people, but I kind of left them hanging, and I think that's kind of bad, but you know.
Well, listen, you have to give yourself some grace, right? You just went back full-time to work. You have a ton of projects. You're also taking some classes right now. You have a lot on your plate. So, you know, don't beat yourself up, right? Everybody has their highs. Everybody has their lows. That's why it's called a dating journey.
True. But I just worry, like, you know, the clock is ticking, and that's always what I feel like. I feel like my clock is constantly ticking. And so it's hard for me to step away from that. And I know that's probably part of what's holding me back from dating people, like really, truly, because I feel like the vibe I put out there is probably not the best. It's probably like gift babies now.
Well, you know, let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. Like, we can go through, I have something I work on with clients called your not to-do list. I know we worked on this before, but we can definitely take a peek at your schedule just to see. Like, I'm a believer in habits. Like, I like to work out, but if I don't schedule it into my daily, I will not do it. So it's just, you know, I think getting into that habit. But yes. Right now, you know, give yourself a break. You're doing everything you can. You're going out. I know you're right. Going out.
I do. I prioritize going out with my friends because it's something that makes me happy. And so it's like, I know that they're going to be there for me. And so it's just kind of like, you know, the dating thing, I might not have fun or something, or it might be just like another thing to do. And that kind of like holds me back sometimes. So,
yeah,
but I am taking classes, and I'm done. I just finished my last, like right before we started, this was my last OSU class for tonight, for this quarter. So thank goodness my Tuesdays are free again.
Yay.
So that I think will give me better time, 'cause I can spend more time, like the time I was spending doing on my homework and things like that, I can definitely spend time on the apps and everything. But yeah, we have a really great guest today, and I'm super excited to introduce her. This is Lindsay, and if you are in Columbus, she has a City Explored Instagram handle. You might be following her around town, but she just got engaged, and I think the biggest thing that I enjoy about this whole story that I somewhat know, she's going to tell us more, is that they met on Tinder. So I think it's a great, and they met a long time ago too, and she's been waiting for a long time for this engagement. So I can't wait to hear more about it than what I've heard already on Instagram. So
welcome, Lindsay.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Of course. So I guess like the first thing we want to talk about is like, tell us the story of how you like met Zach, and like where, you know, kind of, yes, how you guys met, where you met. Yeah.
It definitely started on Tinder, but the story kind of starts before Tinder. I had been in a relationship. We were living together. We got pregnant. I had Evelyn, who is my daughter. And we had broken up while I was pregnant. So, you know, here I am literally pregnant and single, ideal. And it's, so I started, you know, Evelyn was born and I was single. So like, I knew I definitely like wanted to start dating again because I mean, geez, I think I was 28 when she was born. I'm 37 now. So, it took a little while, but I really, I mean, when I started dating after Evelyn, dating had changed. Right? Like we were using these apps again, or again for the me for the first time. and it was just like this different world. And so then I also had, you know, a baby. So that like brought this whole other element into dating because you're just like, well, I have a kid. And there's like, you know, I mean, that's a really great icebreaker when you're dating too. it's like, you know, you figure out really quick if people are like into it or not. And it was never something I like kept a secret when I was dating either. Like I just, it was on my like Tinder profile. Like I wanted people to know exactly what they were getting into. Like I'm not really here to play games. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really, I mean, not always, you know, sometimes maybe looking for a hookup, but I was really looking for like a serious relationship, you know, and I wanted someone that was willing, obviously, to eventually like step into that role, which at 28, that was asking a lot.
Yeah. I mean, Right. I totally commend you for that because I've talked on the podcast before about like problems that I have with guys not sharing that they have a kid. And
I mean, it's huge, right? Yeah. Like, that's, I mean, I feel like, and it's something like I understand wanting to like, I wouldn't necessarily introduce Evelyn to them right away or anything, but like they needed to know she existed because truly my life, she was so young too, especially when I started dating again, that like my time was very limited. So like, I mean, there was a couple of times like in the beginning when I was just getting back out there that like I would get stood up and it would make me so mad. And not even because they were standing me up, but because I was like, do you know what I had to go through to like get here?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like yes. I haven't left in months. I, you know, had to find someone to watch my kid, which is not, you know, luckily I have like a really good support system and grandparents and stuff around, but like, it's not like I just like threw on these shoes and walked out the door, you know, like I was like pissed.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Oh so my goodness. It
was, you know, I wanted them. I really wanted, I was very upfront with people, which also I guess is kind of who I am, but it was just not something I like. It was like, you're either into this or like, you're not. So like, yeah. You know, and like people, gosh, I like don't ever want to go back to that dating, right?
Well, how many people did you like date before you like met Zach?
I did. So Evelyn was okay. So she was born. I was 28. I was probably like 2 years because she was about, was she, we met him right before, or I met him right before, a couple months before she turned two. So he really started to get to know her probably around when she turned two. So like for 2 years, I kind of, and I wouldn't say there was any serious relationships before him. I mean, people I dated a little bit longer than others, but definitely nobody that was like, I really considered serious at least.
Okay. Yeah. Besides doing the dating apps, did you do any other activities? Did you try events to try to meet someone?
I had people like try and hook me up with people. Okay. And I did like a couple blind, I mean, I guess blind dating is kind of like apps, but it wasn't through an app. It was more through a friend. Right. I never really did events. I guess really, like I kind of said, you know, my time was so precious of going out then.
Yeah.
Like when I did go out with my friends, I was more just kind of focused on that. And it's just after a certain point when you're in a bar, right? Like you're not really in a great, like to be meeting people, you know, and making great first impressions.
Exactly.
So I would say I stuck mostly to the apps, really.
Okay.
And you just kind of like, I would say it took me 2 years though to like kind of figure out, like you figure out who is like, you know, like a fuckboy, Like, yes. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, who's here to like really like go on dates, like actually ask you out, like follows up, who's just like sending you pictures that you don't want, you know? And so it's kind of like, it's definitely like that game you've got to like play.
So did you only do Tinder then? Or were there other ones?
No, I didn't. I know. I think like Bumble's maybe one of the bigger ones now. That was just really getting started when we started dating. So I don't think I was ever on Bumble. I did get on Plenty of Fish. I feel like there was one more, but that's not as popular anymore, but I could be.
Is it Match?
No. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I did Match because I don't know if they had a great like app either because it was all on my phone. Tinder just seemed to be the like easiest and the, you know, the swiping and the user friendly, but I think they're all, you know, from what I hear, kind of have evolved to that.
Yes. Yeah. The ones that you pay for like Match and stuff have an app now too, but it's like, why pay for them if you're going to have a free option for the other ones?
Start to see a lot of the same people, I feel.
Yes.
Like, even when you know what I mean, like might be a little bit of a difference in the way they present themselves on like one app versus another, but like you really kind of were like, oh okay, like swipe left, I know who that guy is, you know, like.
Well, I also start thinking, have I seen this guy before? Like, I don't remember, like I forget, did I swipe, like did I like not like him or something? I feel like I'm just like, yeah, it's hard to keep them all straight.
It was, I will say, for a while, I like tried to date older people. Zach's actually younger. He's the first younger guy I've ever dated, actually.
How much younger?
I'm 37. He's like 2 years younger than me, 2.5 years younger than me. So not like significant, but still younger. And, you know, guys are just generally more immature, so by 2 years, but, you know, younger immaturity by.
No, it's interesting. My husband's actually 3 years younger than me, and he was the first younger guy I dated.
I don't know why I stuck on, like, older guys. I just guess I thought they, like, had it together, would, like, accept a child more, kind of. But then it was kind of like, if you're, like, 40 and still single, like, you know.
There might be something.
There could be some red flags there for sure.
There could be.
But I'm 37. I'm just getting married. So what's, you know?
I mean.
I know you're lovely. Yeah. Amazing, so it's not saying. Everyone's journey is different, truly.
There's always a lot of stuff layered deep. Definitely. And that stuff. But yeah, I mean, I used to think the same thing when I thought of 40-year-old dating somebody that was 40. I was like, well, you know, why haven't they, or like they probably have kids already, or like, you know, they, you know, have kids and don't want anymore. Like that is a huge thing for me. Cause I so I've just now opened my dating up to kid people with kids.
Yeah.
But my thing is I want kids of my own too. So like you have to want more type
for
thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know, like that was kind of the thing when I was dating. It was like, I do know what I want. So like, let's either like try this out for real or like, I'm just like not interested, you know, it's just not worth my time really.
Exactly. So what did you like about Zach's profile? Like what made you swipe on him?
So he had like some emojis in his profile that like, I kind of decoded, I guess you could say. And so I ended up sending him a message and was like, I know what those emojis mean.
Oh, they were like inappropriate or?
Yeah, a little. I mean, you know, not really, but just, you know, but something too that like, I guess you probably put out there. It was an emoji tree.
Okay.
+9 plus the emoji fire. So I don't know if you can decode that, but I can.
I mean, it might. Think
about the holiday today too. That's gives you a little bit of indication. So I messaged him and was like, I know what your emojis mean. And he was like, oh, cool. And he tells the story. Like he was like, I was just kind of impressed that she messaged me. So I was like, oh, well, I'll just like follow up with this. So we chatted, we like chatted on Tinder and then I think probably exchanged numbers because we talked for like a week or two, maybe longer before we met in person, just because again, you know, working child, it was hard to like figure out that time. And so we had, it was probably like 2 or 3 weeks. We like chatted and texted back and forth and stuff. And then I think it was maybe like a Friday night and I wasn't doing anything, but like wanted to do something, you know, but here I had Evelyn at home. And he was like, well, I'm not really doing anything, you know, like I'd come over and hang out. And I was like, yeah, I mean, sure, why not? So, I mean, I would, at that point, like at the age, I would put her to bed. And then, so he came over and hung out and I was like, this isn't weird, right? Like you're not a serial killer. Like, this is, you know, I have it, like, right. You know, I have a daughter, like you're not going to come in here and murder us and stuff. But I mean, it's, if you know him, like he seemed very harmless right from the start, but so yeah, he just came over and we hung out that night and it kind of went from there, really. So he was, it's, I tell the story too. It's funny because when you're dating, I'm 5'8". And so when you're dating on Tinder and some of these profiles, you know, one of the first questions I ask also is like how tall you are, because, and it's like, you didn't have to, but like, I mean, I'm 5'8", you know? So like, I kind of wanted to know, like, are you 5'4" or?
Right. So what did he have?
Some guys would be like, "It's I'm 5'10", and I'd be like, "Well, that like that probably works when you go out with girls that are like 5'6", but I'm 5'8", and you're clearly not 5'10". So, you know. So he was. So I had asked him, and when he came over, I opened the door, and the first thing I said to him was literally, "Oh my gosh, you really are tall," because he's like 6'2". So I was pleasantly surprised.
That is good. Yeah. Yes. That's like a hard thing too. Like, I think I'm trying to work on like overcoming some of my barriers to date, like on dating profiles, and the height is definitely a hard thing for me.
It is. That was another thing I included. Like literally I have a kid and I'm 5'8". So if you're, you know, just not that it's not going to work out, but these are just two things you should know about me that I think are important.
Things that I can't get rid of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm definitely have impacts on the relationship. So,
right.
So yeah, it was pretty like as organic as it could be our first meeting, even with the dating site. Like the dating site definitely connected us, but then, you know, we talked for a while and then he came over and then eventually like we went out on dates, started going out on dates and stuff. So yeah, it was.
That's great.
I love that it happened just so naturally and you felt comfortable immediately. Cause I always find that is something I always tell everybody, like you should feel like you can be yourself and just be comfortable.
I would say too, even doing the dating apps and just like walking that journey and stuff, definitely even taught me now at 37, like I trust my instincts, not even just with dating, but like with a lot of things in life. And like, my instincts have truly never led me astray, like with people or, you know what I mean? Like I can really pick up pretty quickly if someone's like kind of a weirdo or if like they're pretty normal, you know, I mean, using those words loosely, but like, you know, like, do they make, like, what kind of vibes do they have basically and stuff? And like people put it out there, you know, they have like that energy.
Yes.
So it's, I like kind of definitely learned to trust myself more. And, you know, he was definitely someone I like that made me instantly feel comfortable. And you could just tell he was like from a very similar background as me. He like, we did end up having like people in common. So like, I knew he wasn't like a total crazy person.
Right.
I love that you said you trusted your intuition, your gut instincts, because that's something that I always tell everyone. Like that is key.
I feel like if people listen to it, they, or if they like, you know, thought back, and maybe I've just had too many, you know, where I like go back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I like literally was kind of, you know, if I would have listened to my gut, it would have, you know, or I did listen to my gut and it like got me out of a situation or something, you know, so.
Exactly.
It wasn't a lesson. I mean, that took a long time to learn still, you know, I'm currently learning, but it definitely, I would say people, even especially that are older, that are dating and stuff, it's definitely something you should trust, especially when you're meeting random people and stuff. Like, you know, pretty quickly, like not everything.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Is this person like giving me bad vibes or like, am I totally, you know, vibing with this person?
Totally, I don't think I've ever mentioned this before on the podcast, but I totally, like, my mom started dating like a couple years ago, and she would always get after me when I wouldn't go out on a second date with some of the guys that I went out on a date with. And she'd be like, but why? Like, you should just give him another chance. And then she started dating and started realizing that, oh yes, you can tell after the first date whether you want a second date or not. for a lot of them.
Make their intentions known too then. If it was kind of hazy, you know what I mean? Like, do they just like want a physical relationship, or is this like there's something they're investing time in? Sometimes it is hard to like know for a fact until you like meet that person face to face.
Right.
You know, especially with as much digital world. But like, I mean, one of the first things I always did was be like, I need your Instagram. And like, I need to see.
Right. You
know what I mean? Like, I can tell a lot just from your Instagram and like your tagged photos. And like, I need to do my full fledged like detective work into your background. So give me your Instagram handle.
Yeah.
There was your background check. I like it.
It is, right? I mean, come on. When Meghan Markle said she had never Googled the royal family, like, let's be real, girl.
I know, yes, right?
Yes, you did. You did a full background check, and so did your girlfriends. Like, come on. You looked at the back pictures, everything. All his ex-girlfriends, like, yes, come on.
I agree. You know? I don't believe that either. So, like, when you guys... how long did it take for you guys to like move in with each other and things like that? Was that also a long period, or was that shorter? No, or
Zach has made everything long.
Okay.
This would have been my just timing and stuff. This would have all been
right.
Said and done a long time ago. I mean, we dated for at least 2 years before he moved in. Definitely. But then he also, like, I was definitely ready to start moving in because he really did like invest himself in like the relationship and with Evelyn and stuff, like pretty much right off the bat. So, I mean, I knew he was serious about it. It took him forever to tell me he loved me. I think maybe 2 years until he moved in. I wish I could see the faces I'm making.
But you knew, right? You knew he loved
you by all his actions. Like, yeah. I knew, but it took him, and honestly, like, I think I'm one of his first, like, serious girlfriends. He had never, it was serious because, like, I had a kid and stuff. So.
Maybe he was nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, just.
So I have some good news for you. The fact that he took that long, because you know I've done some studies and just like
what this means.
So there was a study in 2015. It was pretty big in the Journal of Economy Inquiry, right? And so they pulled the couples, and those who dated 1 to 2 years were 20% less likely to end up getting a divorce. And those who date 3 years or longer, 39% less.
Wow.
So, hey, a lot of people I know, like, they, you know, you want to get married, you want to get engaged, get married, move on to the next. But I think it's really good to invest that time, because I think it builds that bond, right?
Yeah, I can definitely say, and especially when he moved in, then I would say that's when like the huge like shift happened with him being involved in Evelyn's life. Cause like when we decided to move in, I mean, I was pretty much like, if we get married or not, like, you're never moving out. So, you know, Evelyn's dad and I had been broken up before she was born. So she had never been a part of the breakup, like no trauma, nothing to do with it. This is all she's known, is us where we are, basically with the people that we're with. And so I was just like, Evelyn, I mean, you're not moving in here. And then we're like figuring out, you know, that this isn't really working. And then like putting Evelyn through that with someone that's not even like really her dad, you know? So like, to be very clear, if you move in, you're never moving out. Like, nope, not happening. So it was definitely, and I'm glad we've already like lived together. We've got it down. Like, marriage is really gonna do nothing to the situation, because like, we're a full fledged functioning like family and stuff and unit, like, truly. And that, I mean, it definitely took a while because it's an adjustment, right? Like, whenever you have a kid, so like, he missed the newborn phase, but still his life like totally changed when he moved in, like, completely, because it was like, well, you're like the other parent. I mean, you are the other parent. And it's, you know, your role like is kind of not expected, but I mean, kind of, you know, it's time to step up and play that part. He did, and honestly he really did. So like he in so many ways he really has, and like has exceeded my expectations of what I could have ever asked for, like in a part
of this,
like I know to do with Evelyn and stuff though, because it's she just like there's no like it doesn't even just like it, what she knows, and it's like he's her dad, and I mean her stepmom, it's like she's her mom, and there's just no.
That's good.
Yeah, she doesn't even think twice about it.
I love all of this. And so, I love that you did, I love that you didn't rush the milestones with them. So I think that that is like, I think key. I see so many people breaking up because they just dated maybe 6 months and got married right away or less than a year. And
yeah,
it breaks my heart.
Well, I mean, then you just go through. We've definitely gone through it. Like there's, you know what I mean? And in the beginning, we broke up in the first 2 years, we broke up a couple times. Like we weren't living together. And like, I mean, we still go through it all the time, like still truly figuring it out, but have learned a lot in the 6 years, like looking at where we started and even 4 years ago, where we started living together and where we are now. It's, I mean, we're just totally, yeah. Just totally.
But that's normal. I feel like if you don't have some fights, then you don't have any passion.
And like you just, it's just about like, I mean, you do kind of have to figure out how each other communicates. Like I'm a over communicator, and I would say Zach is an under communicator. So, you know, there's a lot of me talking and not a lot of him talking and stuff. So it's, you know, but he's definitely figured out, as I have too, you know, like kind of what to do when I'm screaming and like, you know, what it really means or like kind of what's expected of him and stuff. So, but yeah, we've definitely like been through it for sure. But I also feel like at 37, I knew like I can't imagine, I mean, I can't imagine things that would make me want to get a divorce, but like, I can't imagine those things from him or like, but like just having like little arguments, like end up, you know, ending in divorce or something like that.
Yeah, now.
So was there like a point where you were going to be like, if he doesn't engage, like,
oh yeah, girl, of course.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it had been 6 years. My whole family was like, okay. I mean, even Evelyn was like, Zach, when are you going to marry my mom? Like it was, so the pressure was definitely on. I mean, and I had like, just, I had, you know, been like, the last couple years, like, you know, it has to happen this year. And then like, it didn't. And then of course, like, I was like, well, I'm not gonna break up with you. So like, it has to happen this year and stuff. So then I had told him, I was like, this like needs to happen by, I think I said January 1st when we got engaged on January. I mean, he like pushed it to the last second.
He's surprising you.
Yeah.
Was the proposal at home? I forget.
Yeah, it was at home. It was right before the Buckeye game. We're huge Buckeye fans. And he had the ring for 3 months. So he literally just likes torture. That's all. It's the only like conclusion you can draw from that is he just literally liked me like yelling at him. But so yeah, he had my grandmother had sent him my great grandmother's ring, actually. And so
he
like literally carried it in his pocket for 3 months. And I was like, what? Like, just so much about this. Oh, you know. But yeah, so so they were the only two that knew. And we had had a big, not big, but like our family for Christmas. And I like really thought it was gonna happen then when everybody was there, and it didn't. And so then I was like, oh my, I was like convinced, I was like, you like don't have a plan, like there's no ring, you don't have a plan, like why wouldn't you have done it at Christmas,
right?
And everybody, I think he like just got nervous,
really. So you think he did like plan the day out, like when he did do it finally, or was it still spontaneous then?
No, well, he like knew he wanted to do it for the Buckeye game, but like we have this like favorite player, and he was like, I'm gonna wait until he scored a touchdown, but then he's like, what if he doesn't score a touchdown? And what if we lose? And then like, I'm doing it after Clemson beats Ohio State. And that's just going to be, so that he was like, I've got to do this like before the game starts. And so then we like paused it. So I was like, oh my God, does everyone know? And he was like, no, nobody knows. Like literally no one has any clue. So that was really fun. Like, telling everybody and stuff, like something that I wasn't really like expecting or like really seeing at the time, but it was really fun to like call everyone and then like show up and tell people and stuff. So that was one of the best parts for sure.
Love it.
Yeah, so when you were on Tinder, this was a question that actually Hannah came up with, did you think it was, you know, you were gonna find love on Tinder?
I was like hoping,
right?
I mean, really hoping, but like I dated some serious duds in the last 2 years, like some serious duds. Like one even went on vacation with my family, and it was a huge disaster. And like, I mean, obviously if you want to like learn something about someone, vacation with them and take them with your family.
Right.
It's true.
Like, my family's like, woo, a little over the top, but it just like, literally we left Costa Rica and we're like, yeah, that's not going to work and stuff. So but I'm also really glad, like, before I started dating Zach, I was like kind of dating these duds. I wasn't in a great place with Evelyn's dad. He started dating again, which was, you know, hard just to see. And so I started going to therapy, which I feel like by the time I met Zach, I was actually in a really good place to like meet someone and like was in a good headspace and had been doing therapy for like 6 months. And stuff, and was kind of like more focused. I mean, I was still trying to date, but was really, you know, kind of definitely shifted my focus to like myself and like my mental health. Mm-hmm. And so I am really glad I didn't meet him, you know, like when I first had Evelyn and stuff and was still kind of all over the place and mm-hmm. was all over the place with Evelyn's dad. And so like now we have a good relationship and everyone's friends, but like it's taken 6 years to, or 8 years to get there. You know, so that's, I mean, a whole other journey.
Yeah, that does, but that's good that you guys have it. I mean, it does stink that you guys broke up before Evelyn was even born, but I think that probably was the better.
Looking back on it, was definitely hard to go through, but like looking back on it now, there's nothing I would change. Cause I get like, she has no, you know, and I've seen kids now, you know, who knew their parents very well together, like had those memories and stuff. And then when that, you know, that split happens, it's traumatic for everybody, no matter what age or, you know, whatever, but she just never had that at all. Like she only knows us as where we are in our lives. He's in North Carolina. I'm here. Like everybody makes it work. He sees her. And that's just like total normal life to her. You know, she doesn't have like, oh, like I wish mom and dad were still together and stuff, which I'm super grateful for. So like, I definitely wouldn't change it looking back.
Yeah.
But it definitely wasn't easy for sure. It's, you know.
I can't imagine, honestly. Before we go on looking at Lori wanted us to look at this, talk about things that you should talk about before you get engaged or like married, which
it was actually great that actually like, yeah, I was like, oh, maybe we need to discuss that.
Oh, really?
Hopefully it's just like, if anything happens, like I'm the one left making the decisions. Cause I would say I'm definitely like the bulldog in the relationship. Like I'm the control freak. Things go,
I mean, I've been to like, I think we were at like one event together, like remember that thing at the Keep where we took those shots? Were you there? Yeah, you were there.
Oh yeah. That small dinner.
Yeah. And we took
the bone marrow thing.
Yeah. What were we? Yeah. The bone marrow. Yeah,
I forgot about that night. That was a fun night.
I mean, you definitely I feel like you're like, Zach is definitely just like a go with the flow type guy. Oh, yeah. He's very like quiet.
We're definitely a yin and yang.
Yeah. So I feel like he's probably a good balance for you. And
my friend, I mean, I was texting her the other day about the wedding and she was like, I've never met Zach, but like, I feel like I know him. And I was like, oh my gosh, you'd love him. He's so laid back. And she was like, good, you psycho. Like, you need laid back. And I was like, yep. Like, nail head, definitely.
Well, so I guess I should ask this before we move on to that questions, the BuzzFeed article, but what is your favorite type of date to go on with Zach? And like, also, since I'm Columbus, like date night guide, I'd love to know your, like, your favorite Columbus date spot or idea.
Let's see. My favorite date night to go on with Zach, like, we love the breweries, honestly. I'd say that's definitely our thing. Like, in Columbus is such a great spot for that. Like, it's just, you know, they're plentiful. So really that, like, a day date, kind of day drinking, you know, and then maybe like apps somewhere into the evening. But a patio, I mean, I'm easy.
Yeah. But
patio and a beer, that's fine with me.
I agree. That's totally what I love too.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a really interesting article just because these were things I guess, because I dated my husband for 2 years before we got engaged. I guess it's the kind of things that we knew about each other, but we never really talked about. And I just thought it was interesting.
I don't know if Zach and I have really talked about, like, specifically sat down and discussed.
But I feel like you could, I feel like, you know, you date long enough, right? You kind of just know each other enough that, you know, you'll figure it out as you go along.
Yes.
But like one of the points is like debt. Like, how are you going to manage debt? Like, you know, how do you want to manage your finances?
I did. Right? And that was one of the things, like, when we moved in and, like, definitely knew we were going to, like, get married and stuff. I mean, I was like, do you have student loans? Like, cause I still do. I just paid them off, thank God.
Great. You want the debt to be, like, hopefully equal or worse.
Yeah.
Or,
you know,
yeah. Not worse, but like better.
You know, like, what are you bringing in? Like, what's your purpose for?
Right.
You know, could we buy a house? Or like, they're going to come looking for us.
Yeah. Right. No, like, some people don't, believe it or not, don't have conversations like this. So I thought it was just kind of, like, interesting, this article. And, like, what's your take on sickness and death? You know, if somebody gets terminally ill, like, that's a depressing one. But, you know, do you have a DNR?
Yeah, about religion. I feel like we have pretty similar viewpoints, so it wasn't, like, a super hard conversation. But I, you know, religion is something I, like, kind of struggle with. So I'm, like, you know, I, like, kind of go back and forth, and I'm like, I almost wanted him to, like, have a strong viewpoint and him be like, this is the way it's going to be. So I could just be like, okay, I'm fine with that. But, like, he really doesn't, because back, and he's the laid back one. It's like, whatever. So it is, you know, I feel like which I have a strong feeling about a lot of things, but he's pretty just like, okay, we'll just do whatever you say.
Well, I
not always though, but
right. I mean, I can have, I would like to know what I'd like to see him when he does counter with stuff or what he counters with. But I feel like as a single person reading this article, to me, I was like, well, of course people have talked about this. Like, I was like, oh, I'm sure she's talked about a lot of these things. But then now hearing you guys, I guess it's like you kind of maybe just assume, or you, like, think that you'll work it out or it won't come up. But I think, like, a lot of my friends do interesting things with the bills and how their money is split. Like, I think that's, like, something that people talk about or have, you know, like, especially if the woman also has a job, it's like they don't want to share their money as much and things like that. Yeah. I don't know. That's something we've had conversations in the lunchroom.
Yeah, we just combined accounts. I mean, but, like, again, we've been together for 6 years.
Right.
And it's just like, I was like, it's just time, you know, like, I'm done like doing this Venmo thing.
That would be annoying.
Need to just see what we have, basically. Like, we're making decisions together. Like, I need to know what's there. Mm-hmm. And then again, I'm like a total control freak and, like, need, you know, to know all the time. And he's like, whatever. I have no idea.
That's great. You keep each other in check.
Yeah.
I like it.
Sometimes.
One of the things that I think that has come up a lot since I married my husband is neither one of us are super handy. And like, right, we end up buying something and you're like, you see the true frustration in the person and the, yeah, it yep. comes out. It comes out. It comes out as you're putting things together. That was
waiting for my dad to come hang a TV because we just can't do things like that together.
Yeah.
We had this wall that was pretty easy wall to wallpaper. And my mom was like, why don't you and Zach just do it? And I was like, because I'd like to marry him. Cause like that wall will literally end our relationship if we try and wallpaper it together. Like there's just no way. There's no way it could happen.
Well,
I hear ya.
Number 13 in the article, it says vaccination, circumcision, and other major decisions for babies. I think that is a very like timely conversation because I even heard talk to one of my friends that, you know, with the COVID vaccine coming out and things, that's a lot of conversations that I feel like people are having that are kind of like, wait, you're not going to get like their husband won't get the vaccine, but they're getting the vaccine and type of thing. And that's kind of like, that's like an interesting thing that I feel like is coming out of COVID, that's people are having to have those conversations.
I would say, I mean, well, we're going to Mexico to get married in August. So like, honestly, if we weren't doing that, I bet he wouldn't have gotten vaccinated.
Really?
Like, I was just like, I don't want any, you know, them changing the rules the week before we go. I don't want you getting it like there or the week.
Yeah.
Like I just want to take all the precautions we can to try and make that go as smooth as possible. So he got vaccinated and like just did it himself, but truly I don't think if that was on the table, I think I would have had to like really push
mm-hmm.
him to do that.
Right.
And that's understandable.
Like the thing, like how do you guys deal with like Evelyn? Like, I mean, do you make decisions on her for together or is it so like that would be hard, I feel like too sometimes.
It was, yeah, I just make all the decisions. And honestly, I have full custody of her. So like, I don't even have to technically like make decisions with any, you know, like I don't really have to ask her dad or anything. Not that there's anything that like, I wouldn't not ask him, but yeah. I mean, and Zach, again, he's like, he kind of, not that he knows his place, but like,
yeah,
like he knows, you know, like what his role is and stuff. And he's like the fun friend, stepdad. And stuff, but then he'll like, I mean, I like, there's been times where I'll like struggle with a decision and he'll just kind of like help me through it. But I wouldn't say he really has like a strong opinion about it. But even, I mean, again, when he moved in, he really, you know, started taking a role in like, you know, discipline and getting things done and all that stuff. So he does, I mean, he's just the nicer parent, basically.
I mean, I could just imagine that would be hard for me if I was the mother and then I had somebody telling me how, like, I guess that would be a red flag then.
I think, honestly, it's hard even when you're in a relationship and you have a baby with someone and you think you're, like, doing it right and the other person's, like, I think that's a lot of even married people's struggle is figuring out what role is whose and who does it right and how it's going to be done and stuff. Because even when he came into our lives and, like, wanted to help, it was hard for me to, like, relinquish some of that control and be like, oh, okay, like, I don't have to do bedtime. Or like bath time, like he does actually, he can like handle this, which I think a lot of moms go through, you know, like, you know, when a dad, you know, so, but it's not, I mean, it's hard definitely to like let someone start doing those things and stuff when, especially if you're not used to it. But now, I mean, like I can hear him out there doing bath and bedtime and he's got it on lockdown.
That's so great. That's great.
Love it. So another one that came up on this list for me recently is providing and caring for parents or family when they get old or sick.
I was going to say that one too.
Yeah, no, it's come up for me recently just because, you know, both of us have aging parents that, you know, are not doing the best, especially like my mother-in-law. And the good news is we're on the same page. Like, you know, we wouldn't, I mean, we love her, but we wouldn't have her move in with us.
because we know we like our space, and that's kind of who we were when we met. We were both very independent of our families. Yes, we saw them, but we kind of both saw like our families like twice a year, maybe. So, because we were living in New York at the time when they were in other states. But yeah, like that one, you know, I would have never thought about it before until I guess it came up most recently.
That sounds like a big hurdle.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't see eye to eye on it and like the expectations are totally different. Like, because like, I don't think I want my parents or his mom moving, you know, with us.
Yeah.
Like, if I was with someone that like thought that expected that to happen, that would be a big.
Well, right?
Do you like really talk about that before you get married? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
What are we going to do? And a lot of people are so young when they get married, like in their 20s, yeah. What are we going to do when our parents get old? You know what I mean? Like, I haven't really thought about that. I mean, Zach and I are even still lucky at this age. Like, his mom's 70 and is healthy, and my parents are 60 and healthy. And, you know, I mean, not that anything can't happen any day, but it's, yeah, like, oh, I don't even want to think about trying to cross that bridge. Or
like, my brother is married to somebody with an Asian background, and I think even culturally, oh, yeah, the expectations are different for parents. They are,
definitely.
And so that is like a huge, you know, like, it's almost like it depends on like your background, you know, what has happened in the past or what is expected of the children of the family and things like that. And so I think with, like, you know, for me, I don't know. My mom wants to move in with somebody. Who knows who? We've decided it's my younger brother.
Yeah.
Because they get along the best. But
I mean, I just want to be like, oh, well, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. But again, if you like the expectations were totally different, like that would just be, I imagine, a really struggle to like get through and make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meeting those expectations. Oof.
I agree. So like, what advice would you give your younger self looking back?
Oh, geez.
Like, especially,
well, like you're not getting married until you're 37. I just, there's so many people I just like wouldn't have spent time on. You know what I mean? I would have like gone and done something way cooler than like obsess about a boy. But really, I think especially in today's day and age, I think you just really have to kind of like be open to new experiences. And like, dating online is just not easy, but it's just like where we're at, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you can try and, you know, do it the old fashioned way and stuff. But like, I feel like if you are like, I mean, Zach was on a dating site, like he knew he wanted to meet someone, you know what I mean? I do feel like, mm-hmm, it's just with guys, especially, like, something just happens in them that where they're just like, I'm just ready to like be serious about this, you know? And that's like, so then there are some out there actively trying, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to weed through, you know, all the fish in the sea and find the one, but it's definitely, I mean, I would just like, don't give up.
I love it.
It's so hard though. Like, trust me. I mean, I was in it and there. I was just like, there is nothing worse. And like, even thinking, like revisiting some of these memories, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore. But
I know.
Like, I was, and you know, I mean, I was young, I was only 28, but then I had a kid, which just made it, you know, if I didn't have a kid, I'm not sure I would have been on the dating app that young. Mm-hmm. But like, maybe, but probably for totally different reasons. So.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm, but it's definitely a journey. Like, everybody's is different. And it, I mean, this is just not all how I saw it happening for me, but here I am.
I love your story. I think it's so inspiring, I think too, because it's different, right? Everybody has a different story. Yeah, and I think it just, I
definitely did it all backwards. So
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm glad I can like sit here and like look back on it and be like, it all worked out. It really did all work out. And like,
right,
where we're like, right where we're supposed to be and like who we're meant to be with and stuff. But again, it's a journey. It's, you know, it definitely wasn't a linear path that like followed kind of society's norms.
Well, I think that that's why it is inspirational, because it shows that your path doesn't have to be what is expected.
Exactly.
So exactly. You never know, and it should end up working out the way that it's supposed to.
Yeah. I feel like it does, right? Most of the time in life, you look back and you're like, okay, I can kind of see.
I mean, I'm still trying to.
I know. And when you're in the midst of it, this, you know, God, like, hello, trust me. I was like threatening death to get this ring on my finger. So trust me, I totally get it.
I mean, I wouldn't take back any of, I've gotten to travel and do so many great, amazing things. Yeah. I probably wouldn't take back any of the time. But I mean, especially after spending most of this year by myself, like, it's kind of like worn on me, you know, it's kind of like, oh, like, you know, today wouldn't have been as exhausting if I had other people to share the workload with or something. Like, if I didn't have to come home and automatically take my dog for a walk and do all that stuff, it would have been a little bit better. So yeah, it's hard to, you're right, it's hard to see it in the midst of things, but then looking back, it, I'm sure it definitely pays off.
I don't want to tell you to find someone because I want to
That's what our last everybody podcast was about.
I used to say that to me and be like, really? Like, go find them for me. I dare you. So
that's what our last podcast was about, was all this.
Yeah. But honestly, now like people have kids and I talk about my kid and I'm like, oh my God, just punch me in the face if I say that anymore. Like the cliches, they're just the worst, but then they end up being true. And you're like,
it's so true.
Yes. Well, Lori, do you have any other questions?
No, I think that was it. You shared so many great tips. I think just kind of like listening, like I took some notes as we were going through. I like the part where you're like, embrace where you are, like in your dating journey. Like I can tell you really embraced it, Lindsay. I loved it.
let me sugarcoat it. It definitely got,
oh no, everything's hard
with a couple of those guys. Let me tell you, I look back and I'm like, what the girl?
You just dodged a bullet.
And thank God, you know, again, talking about looking back and hoping it didn't work, realizing why it didn't work out.
And one thing that you mentioned that I think is a good point is for the ladies listening, don't always look for the older guy, right? Because there are some really great younger guys out there. Give them a chance.
It's true. And I even like on Tinder, he wasn't even 30 yet. I think he was like 20. So when we met, I would have been over 30 and I really wasn't looking for under 30. Cause like, I really wanted them to like, you know, have it together and be serious. And so he was definitely younger than I was like, and I like lowered that age thing on Tinder and it's a total, you know, yeah. And not all of them, not all the old ones are, you know, bad, but it definitely like, as soon as I expanded my horizons a little bit, that's when I met Zach. So.
And I think the last thing you said that I love the most is that you are in the right headspace mindset. I always say like mindset is like 80% dating, right? Like successfully, if you're in the right headspace, you can kind of conquer all.
And again, it's like, I hate when people too are like, oh, you know, just focus on yourself and it'll happen. Like, I definitely was focusing on myself, but, like, I actually was kind of a nutcase because of everything that had happened in my life. So, like, I truly did need to, like, get to a good mental space, not, like, take bubble baths at night, you know what I mean? Like, self-care, like,
right.
Like, I really was, like, mentally, like, kind of losing it. And so it was, like, I really needed to kind of put in that work with myself. And just, I mean, even just from, like, little fights I was having with people, you know what I mean? And, like, it was showing up in, like, different ways. And stuff. So like, I don't want to like it to sound cliche because like I really was, you know, losing my mind a little bit for sure. But I so believe in therapy. Like it helped so much. It put me like
on the path,
so many things, and got me back into like a headspace where I could like clearly see things at least and stuff. So
I love it. So tell us, do you have a wedding date set?
We do. August 26th of this year. We're going to Mexico. It's like an all-inclusive. It'll probably end up being like 40 to 50 people. And like my whole family's coming. Zach's family's pretty small, but I think there's like 20 people from my family coming. So it should be, I really like, I just didn't think I'd be like this kind of bride. Like, I'm just like, I just like want to have a vacation. I don't like, we don't need to spend money on like the better looking chairs. This is all just, you know what I mean? So I'm just like,
I love it.
Like,
didn't you have your brother or something recently get married in some kind of like,
yes, we went to Hawaii for his like extravagant, mine will not be that extravagant, but yes, his was amazing and over the top, big gay wedding.
Sounds like fun.
It was, honestly, it was one, like, we thought about going to Hawaii, but I was like, we can never go to Hawaii and have a wedding because like it will never live up to what Jordan's was ever. Like, it was just, it was truly magical. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, but weren't you just in some like house somewhere too?
Oh, and then, okay, so my brother's husband, Jeremy, has a little brother who's also gay, and Drew and Jansen got married in Costa Rica. We were there last March. Like, we literally left and things were normal and came back March 14th, I think, and the world had like shut down. It was crazy. So that was right before COVID. So yeah, that was in Costa Rica.
That's why you want all these vacation weddings, because you've,
it is,
you, it's a, like a family thing.
It is. And oh, I mean, they're all just like successful and just live these like fabulous lives, and I hate being left out, basically.
But you get to benefit from it sometimes.
I do, I like, really so. Do
so yeah.
She's like, you know, she like knows how to order room service, and I'm like, kid, you live the life.
That's right. Well, Lindsay, we've really enjoyed talking to you. I think you said some great things. And
thank you guys. This was so fun. I loved chatting about this. I could have talked for hours, honestly.
I know. But it is getting late and the snow is coming.
Oh my God. Literally.
Snow in April.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It is too much. Well, Lori, what shall we say our final?
Yes, let's do it.
Happy dating.
Happy dating.